In recent weeks, the Republican Party has found itself entrenched in battles over women's health and lifestyle issues, and most noticeably over access to contraception at the same time. Many female voters, regardless of party affiliation, are finding themselves disenchanted with the Republican candidates. That's what we learn from polls. The most recent poll conducted by CBS and the New York Times says that only 37% of women said they would vote for Mitt Romney over President Obama. Okay, what if it's Rick Santorum over Obama? Well, same result. The president held the same 2-to-1 advantage. So do the Republicans have a serious female problem on their hands? Meredith Warren is a Republican strategist who's supporting Mitt Romney in this election, and she joins us from the Boston area. Meredith, very good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on.
It's not going well, is it, when Republicans try to attract women voters? Why is that?
Well, it's become very difficult lately. In a year when the economy is our biggest problem and where it's the best way to be President Obama in November, we're talking about social issues and specifically women's issues. It's definitely the wrong track, and we're definitely alienating women. If Republicans want to win in November, we need to be able to pull independent voters and moderates, and we're not going to be able to do that if we're focused on these issues.
And is that because the candidates are making personal attacks? The way they can attack each other is to say, you're not as conservative as I am, and here are some really hot-button social issues, and that proves it.
Well, there's a big rift in the Republican Party right now between people who want to focus on social issues and people who want to focus on the economy, and I think we're seeing that battle right now in the Republican primary. There's certainly a lot of pressure on all the candidates to be the most conservative, because for some reason in the Republican Party right now, the barometer for being a true conservative is being super conservative on the social issues. And so they're battling it out right now. And I mean, it is important. In order to win the primary, you have to be able to win, say, some of the southern states, which are very conservative, Christian. And so there is that battle. But the problem is, once the primary is over, they're going to have to be able to moderate to go up against President Obama. And it's getting more and more difficult the further we go to the right.
And what about your candidate then, the one you're supporting, Mitt Romney? He has gone further to the right.
He has had to talk more about those issues, but I feel that with
not
that
just
candidate,
talk, he's changed his position, hasn't he? He was pro-choice, now he's not.
Yes, he did change his position on that. He has said he changed his mind. But whenever I hear people say that, I always bring up that President Obama always says his views on gay marriage are evolving, and so I'm not sure why that's somehow okay, but it's not okay for Mitt Romney to change his position on abortion. But the reason why I'm supporting Mitt over Rick Santorum is that I feel that Mitt Romney admits he's a social conservative, but he chooses to focus on the economy, and I get less of a sense that he would try to change the way things are in our country right now on the laws on social issues, where I feel that Rick Santorum would try to change that. I feel like his presidency would really be focused on the social issues. And I also feel that he's more proselytizing to people, saying, you know, you have to believe the way I believe on this or you're wrong, whereas Mitt Romney seems to be more open about that.
Would it make a difference in November if whoever the candidate is, the vice presidential pick, was a woman?
It could make a difference, and it definitely depends on what woman is chosen. I always think it's a good thing for more women to be involved in politics, so it could help.
Have you got some names?
But if that woman is extremely conservative, that's also, I mean, that's still going to be an issue going into the general election. Someone I think that might be a good counterpart to Mitt Romney would be Nikki Haley. She's the governor of South Carolina.
We're speaking with Meredith Warren, who's a Republican strategist supporting Mitt Romney for president. Meredith, can I just ask you kind of a more existential question? How did the Republican Party get here? I mean, this is where my roots are. All four of my grandparents were Republican. My parents met at a young Republicans group at their university. But I don't remember any of these issues about contraception being part of what was discussed in my family. How did the Republican Party become the party of these conservative Christian social issues?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that, and I don't. I think it was at some point in the past there was sort of a growth of, it maybe started down south with some of the more Christian conservative voters, and they became stronger and stronger. And I think in some ways the more moderate Republicans sort of stopped talking about how they felt about the issues and sort of let the social conservatives take over. I've noticed that the more social conservative groups seem to be much more motivated and much more organized than the moderate side of the party. And in some ways, I feel that the moderates have basically given it away to the social conservatives. And I think it's a problem.
Well, for me,
I'm a Republican because I believe in a smaller government. I believe that government should basically stay out of people's lives except for on things that people can't do for themselves, say public safety. And for some reason, the Republicans completely go in the opposite direction on social issues and feel they should be very involved in people's lives and in the bedrooms. And I just think that's wrong.
Because, Meredith, for me, as a visitor here, it seems that society as a whole is opening up on these issues and the Republican Party is closing down.
It does feel that way, and it does feel like they're almost going back in time. And I think that's why women are so frustrated, because we thought we dealt with these issues a long time ago and that we had moved on, and now all of a sudden the focus is back on women again. And I think a lot of us are just really surprised.
Meredith, let me just ask you, as a Republican strategist, I mean, your job is to try and drum up support for Republicans, for GOP candidates, right?
Yes, in Massachusetts, too, where Republicans are greatly outnumbered.
So how do you do this? I mean, you must be talking to a lot of independent women, moderate women, who come with these very complaints that both Dan and I are expressing to you. What do you say to them?
Well, it's a very fine line, especially here in Massachusetts. When we run Republican candidates, you have to be able to talk to the social conservatives, but you also have to be able to pull independents over to your side. And I think in a lot of ways, it's why we're not as successful with Republican candidates here, because it's hard to bridge that gap. And it's hard to get social conservatives to come over and vote for someone who's a social moderate.
Do you feel as though your party is being sort of usurped from underneath your feet?
Well, it does feel like that in some ways, and there's certainly a huge rift within the Republican Party that we need to fix if we want to be able to come back and take the White House. For some reason, it seems like the Democrats also have these different points of views within their party, but somehow they're able to come together to win in November, and you don't hear as much about the rift. But I think with this drawn-out primary process with the Republicans, it's become very clear that the party is extremely split, and I think it makes us weaker.
We were talking about...
And it's silly because the economy is one of the biggest problems in the United States right now. It's a great issue for Republicans, and we're not even talking about it.
Well, I'm sure, and we can guess that Democrat strategists are rubbing their hands with glee as the Republican Party goes on talking about those
sure
other things.
Are.
But I was going to ask you, because we were talking yesterday about empowerment and the Girl Scouts. What happened in Britain, and you know, whatever you thought of her politics, Mrs. Thatcher did become the leader of Britain, and she created an opportunity for women in politics that really hadn't been there before. What's the situation here, Meredith? If a woman really seriously wanted to get into the White House, is there that vehicle at the moment? And would the Republican Party be it? I mean, Margaret Thatcher was conservative, probably the most conservative the Conservative Party had for a long time.
Well, I think for some reason the United States has a problem with women in politics in general, and you're right. Other countries don't seem to have a problem having a woman in leadership, but even here we saw what happened with Hillary Clinton last time around. I personally think she would have made a great president. It didn't work out for her. So I think we have a problem on both sides of the aisle as far as women in politics goes.
It's all right, Meredith. We won't tell anybody you just said that.
It's just between the three of us.
Yes, exactly.
But that sounds, Meredith, that sounds like you also have a problem with some of the high-value candidates, I guess, that the GOP party puts forth.
I do think in some ways we've had trouble getting a candidate who is able to pull in people from all different sides of the spectrum. We've definitely had a problem with that.
And can I mention the money is the reason that those who are now backing these super PACs, who are backing candidates, they probably, most of them are men in business. They probably don't think that a woman can get elected. They're not going to put their money there.
It's possible. And I think the answer to that is we just need more women to get involved and start speaking their mind.
Meredith, it's great talking to you. Thanks very much indeed. Meredith Warren, Republican strategist, supporting Mitt Romney, perhaps owning up rather too honestly.
Although, I mean, she's pretty honest about how difficult that is for her right now, and I feel her pain. If we want to get you, obviously, to weigh in on this, especially if you're a conservative female, but independents as well. We're told that independents are having a very rough time crossing over and supporting any of the GOP candidates. Give us your thoughts on why that is and how, if you wanted to, how you think you could change it, if it's possible. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment to thetakeaway.org. Earlier this hour, we talked about, and you may have seen it, you may be among the 60 million people or so who saw the 30-minute video about Joseph Kony. He heads up a Ugandan guerrilla group. The video obviously went viral. It sparked the campaign Kony 2012. Some are labeling this as slacktivism. A listener named Guru Karm posted at Facebook, "I'm really trying to encourage my Facebook and other friends to think more deeply about this issue than just passing on the link to the video by reading other well-reasoned posts and articles. It's a complex issue, and in this case, I think the video encourages slacktivism by just playing on our emotions." Join that discussion at Facebook. You can find the links to the articles GuruCom mentioned, and you can always call us at 877-8MYTAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
I'm Dan Damon. In this week for John Hockenberry, he'll be hosting the BBC's World Update in London. We'll talk to him again tomorrow, we hope.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.